This channel is sponsored by Dab Apps.
Hi, my name's Gail Heggie. I am Excellence Engineer at Entrepreneur Spark in Brighton. So I manage the team that are here on the ground working to accelerate the businesses every day.
We opened in August and the current intake is in here for 6 months up until the end of February. So we now have 7 spaces around the country. We've got around about 80 entrepreneurs in Brighton and 80 entrepreneurs in our 7 other spaces, which makes us the world's largest free business accelerator, which is really exciting. And we've got a brilliant intake here in Brighton, some really, really energetic, enthusiastic people with some cool ideas.
We have a 14-year-old in our hatchery as well, which is exciting. He is here with his dad developing a business which is called Halal Celebrations, and it's ethnic greeting cards for all sorts of different religious occasions with a really modern twist to them.
I think probably the easiest way that people will understand it is we build great people and they build great businesses. We work with them to coach them, mentor them, give them support when they need it, challenge when they need it as well, sometimes a reality check when they need it, to help them to develop their idea from a concept stage right through to something that's going to be commercially viable. We use our coaching techniques to work with the entrepreneurs themselves to get the mindset right and to get their behaviours right, so they're thinking and acting like an entrepreneur. Sometimes they'll come in with a brilliant idea to begin with, but they're not sure what to do with that idea, so we work with them to get them functioning properly, and then they can build any kind of business, really. Sometimes people don't realise what they can achieve until you open the door to them and show them that there's a whole lot more there for them. As an entrepreneur, you have to be so passionate and so in love with your business to spend that amount of time and effort and money and risk and all of those things that go with being an entrepreneur on it. But you can become it can be like tunnel vision. You can't think, you can't see the wood for the trees, you can't see the other opportunities, and then you need somebody else to open that up to you. And once you see that, if you just let go a little bit, what you can achieve, it's amazing. It's amazing to see people grow. Running a business is tough. Entrepreneurial spark is not tough. Mm. Being an entrepreneur is tough. And understanding what it takes to make a successful business and what you have to put into it, the hours, the energy, the blood, sweat, the tears, the money, it's hard. And we make no illusion, there's no illusion about that. And some people come to the program with the idea that being an entrepreneur is cool, sexy thing to do, it's the latest buzzword. They're in love with the idea of being an entrepreneur, but they don't understand what it takes. And then when their eyes are opened to the fact that you have to risk, or you have to, you know, risk some of your money, you have to be all in, they're not up for that challenge. And that's okay, that's fine. The idea of fail fast, fail smart, fail cheap, you know, at Entrepreneurial Spark, we have, you know, that we have a really positive outlook on failure. In the UK, there's a little bit of a dim view on failure. If you failed, that's a bad thing. But to us, it's just an opportunity to begin again more intelligently. You learn. If you don't learn from your failures, then you've failed. If they're accepted into the space, we kick off with a boot camp. So they come to a 2-day boot camp where they put them through their paces, and it's dead interactive. They work in teams to learn about the basics of startup principles, and then they actually do things and see how easy it is to validate a concept really quickly. So that's the first thing that we do. Thereafter, they can move into the space, they can start to collaborate with the other businesses, they get that coaching support from their enabler here. We run workshops and events for them in the evenings, clinics during the day. We build mentoring support around them. And then halfway through the 6-month period, we give them another day of it's a sort of boot camp extension where we cover leadership and are they standing in their own way of being successful. And finally, we culminate at the end of the 6 months in a in an awards. So we give out cash prizes for some of the entrepreneurs who have made the most progress in their business, some who have shown some of the greatest determination. So that's really exciting for us as well.
My name's Hassan. I'm the CEO and co-founder of a company called Double Six. I'm part of the first intake of the Brighton Hatchery for Entrepreneurial Spark. The company Double Six is really focused on football and technology, really derived around my passions, actually. I tried to create my dream job and go after that. I left corporate world to come to be an entrepreneur. Realistically, it's a lot of hard work being an entrepreneur. The space has really given me focus. I had this idea that if I didn't get in here, I'd go and work in a Starbucks because it's got free Wi-Fi. But I don't think I would have got half, probably not even a quarter of the way along the journey as we are right now. It feels competitive, but in a camaraderie type way. I really love that. It's really energizing. Yeah, so we have an enabler called Mandy, who we meet on a fixed time every 2 weeks for an hour. Mandy's role is really to keep us on track, focused, making sure we're being held accountable for the things that we say we're going to do, and really to try and kind of keep us honest about what we can deliver in this short space of time. Effectively, I see her as like our project manager in some aspects. Today, we spoke about, do I, as the owner of the business, really understand the value proposition that we're trying to bring? And I thought so 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. But now, as I've tried to make sales, it's kind of coming back, maybe I don't. So we're looking and searching for a way of really defining what that is. And the enablement team here are really giving great suggestions on how we can find that, basically. I think the enablers are not here to solve our problems. They're here to give us the guidance to help us solve them, give us the tools to help us solve the problems. I definitely think people should apply. It's a simple application process. People have these kind of this itch in their head that they want to go and do something, they want to start their own business, and you'll never know until you actually get out the door and do it. The application process probably takes maybe 5 minutes online. You'll come in for the interview. My tip would be on the application form is to really stand out and show, I think Gail alluded to, show why you love the business. Not why you want to be an entrepreneur, but why this business is for you. And that passion should show, hopefully. And then in the pitch, I would say practice the pitch before you come to the interview. It doesn't need to be perfect, but it looks better if you've got some form of structure and you can get it in a minute because they'll time you.
So applications are open just now on our website. We are interviewing every couple of weeks, and when we're full, we're full. So if anybody is looking to apply, my suggestion would be do it quickly. Entrepreneurial-spark.com. The application form isn't difficult, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't give it attention. We don't want war and peace. We just want you to be nice and succinct with your answers and let us know that you really want it. I think that's the key. Let us know that you really want it, that you're really up for it.